Pope John Paul II arrived in Mexico this evening, focusing much of his visit on the country's Indians. The church has been losing followers in Mexico, and most notably among the indigenous. John Paul will canonize an Indian said to have been visited by the Virgin of Guadalupe. He will beatify two others who were killed in a row with their own kin. Catholics consider the two martyrs, but some Indians see them as traitors. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca.
In the year 1700, Juan Bautista and Jacinto de los Ángeles were brutally murdered here on this tree-covered mountaintop, 4 hours from Oaxaca City. The two Zapotec Indians had been informing on fellow villagers for Franciscan missionaries. One night, they told the priests of a non-Christian ceremony underway. In revenge, angry worshippers rioted, dragging their two neighbors off and torturing them, says 70-year-old Zapotec farmer Pablos Palacios, pointing to the tree where locals say the martyrs were strung up by their necks. When they were lowered from the tree, the mob thought they were dead, says Palacios. But no, they were still alive and in agony. So they cut their hearts out and fed them to the dogs, but the dogs wouldn't eat them. That, says Palacios, was the martyrs' first miracle. Hundreds of Palacios' neighbors from this tiny hamlet are trekking to Mexico City for the beatification, ecstatic that their kin are finally receiving recognition.
Así como indios que somos, ¿por qué no debemos de...
As Indians, says Palacios, why shouldn't we be satisfied and content? The truth is, none of us has seen anything like this. Palacios and others say Oaxacans support the beatification, but as the Pope prepares to exalt Bautista and de los Ángeles, others tell a different story. The 18th century Indian, some say, betrayed their own people, helping an invading church conquer a culture and its pagan beliefs. Juan de Dios is a Zapotec Indian who publishes an indigenous newspaper in Oaxaca City and hosts a radio show on Indian affairs.
Este tipo de celebración.
This celebration sidelines the importance of another religion in an intolerant manner, he says. We can see this from the Western perspective or from an angle that isn't colonialist. The religion that existed here has been categorized as idolatry. This should be rectified. It was a very advanced and profound religion, dating back thousands of years before Christ, he says. The rift over the martyrs illustrates the difficulties the Catholic Church faces throughout Mexico as native religions experience a renaissance and evangelical churches claim Catholics by the millions. According to Mexico's Federal Office of Statistics, the country is now 87% Catholic, down 4% in a decade. In Mexico's mostly Indian southern states, membership has plunged as much as a third. Evangelicals say the key to their rapid growth is not only God, but a clearly defined path for virtuous living. In Oaxaca City's main colonial square, a former gang member and drug addict from Mexico City preaches to hundreds of Indian and mestizo listeners. 41-year-old Hugo Enrique Montes is a burly man, covered in scars and tattoos. He says he embraced evangelical Protestant beliefs after hitting a low point on the streets, injecting himself with cocaine and dirty puddle water.
Pero no recibí ayuda.
I never received help from the Catholic Church, he says, even though there are several Catholic churches in my neighborhood. The priests never busied themselves with my type because of the general problems in my neighborhood and in Mexico. But if Montes and others criticize the church for paying more attention to the powerful than to the downtrodden, church leaders hope the Pope's visit will prove them otherwise. From a Oaxaca City parish, Father Humberto Medina worked 20 years to get Bautista and de los Ángeles beatified. He says through the Pope's visit, God will touch all levels of society.
Viene a confirmarnos en nuestra fe.
The Pope is coming to confirm our faith, Medina says, everybody's faith, that of priests, the hierarchy, and the people and laymen. The Pope will also canonize Mexico's most well-known early Christian Indian, Juan Diego. The Virgin of Guadalupe allegedly told Juan Diego to build a church where Mexico City's Grand Basilica now stands. But there's a wrinkle here, too. On the eve of the Pope's visit, the church changed Juan Diego's traditional rendering from dark skin to pale, angering Indian communities who say the Catholic Church's first Indian saint now looks more like a Spanish conquistador. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Oaxaca, Mexico.